Reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas and Mary of Magdala. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
To have a Mass at midnight is crazy, but we do it at Christmas. To have a Mass in the middle of the night is idiotic, but we do it at Easter because Jesus is present and Jesus is risen from the dead. And hence, there is a certain fittingness that we end our pilgrimage and begin another lifelong pilgrimage at 2:15 in the morning. I've always said that I would never have done my job as a priest until I would say to people, "We're going to have Mass at 2:11," and everybody would be saying, "Awesome, I can make it. I don't have to work. And God's more important than my sleep." That's what we do here at the end of our pilgrimage, in the beginning of living with the afterburn of the way that God has tried to ignite us over the course of these days. I'd like to summarize where we've gone and where the Lord wants us to continue to go. Just three ideas from along our pilgrimage. The first is prayer. There we were at the Chapel of the Miraculous Medal, it seems a very long time ago, and it was during that prayer that Mary appeared to St. Catherine. She was awakened in the middle of the night, probably about 2 o'clock, by that little guardian angel who brought her to the chapel to pray. We know how Mary revealed herself, but prayer was that important to get up in the middle of the night. We went to La Salette, where the Blessed Virgin told Maximine and Melanie that she was asking them to pray, at least to pray their Our Fathers and their Hail Marys. We've come here, where Mary prayed 18 times with St. Bernadette and has been praying with the people ever since. Most important fruit that we're going to get from a pilgrimage is that now that we've been to Mass every single day, now that we've prayed the Angelus, we've prayed the Rosary every single day, and it hasn't killed us. What a beautiful thing to accompany us from this point forward. Second word is pilgrimage, it's journey, Passover, Exodus, going from one place to another, changing along that path. Our entire life of faith is meant to be a pilgrimage. And every pilgrimage we do here on earth is supposed to spur us on toward that finish line on the pilgrimage of life. You'll hear in Eucharistic Prayer number 3 that we are an ecclesia peregrinans in terra, that we're meant to be a church journeying on earth toward the celestial Jerusalem. And so, the types of things that we've picked up along the way. Jesus never says to us, stay exactly where you are, don't move. In fact, he's always using action verbs. Get up, let's go, come follow me. Go into the whole world, proclaim the gospel to all nations. There is a dramatic dynamism in our faith. Some of us may walk very fast like rabbits. Others might not walk so fast, but it were whatever the pace, we're to continue that journey. Third, both in our prayer as well as in our pilgrimage, something we're not meant to do alone. One of the real keys for a pilgrimage is that we begin to recognize that there are others who make the journey possible for us. I always say to married couples as I'm preparing that marriage is like a hike up the Himalayas. If you're going to try to do it alone, we're probably going to be reading your obituary. But if you do it together, it makes it possible. You might feel like you can't walk anymore, but the other says, let's walk for 5 more minutes, and then you get a second wind and you keep journeying. That someone's able to inspire you to keep going. That's one of the real things that God wants to bring about. New friendships, new fraternity, because the pilgrimage continues. We're not called to do it alone. Likewise, we're not called to pray alone. Jesus didn't say whenever one of you decides to pray, there I am in your midst, even though he is. But he wanted to emphasize that joint practice to be able to pray with others. Whenever two or more of you are gathered in my name, there will I be. He didn't say, pray my Father who art in heaven, give me today my daily bread, forgive me my trespasses. But all in the first person plural. He wants us likewise praying with people. It's been such a joy to walk these paths or ride the buses with you. It's been something that's helped my faith. It's been such a joy to be able to pray with you. Let's continue what the Lord has been teaching us along this path. It's not just a horizontal communion that prays and that journeys. It's also a divine, supernatural communion. Jesus has been journeying with us throughout this entire path and will continue. Mary has been walking along with us and meeting us at each place. So many saints have been part of our company. St. Catherine Labouré, St. Vincent de Paul, St. Louise de Marillac, St. Landry, St. John Vianney, St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, St. Claude de Colombier, St. Bernadette, so many. And they're going to keep journeying with us along with so many more. They're going to continue to pray with us and for us, along with so many more. So we give God thanks for all of that. Today we celebrate here in Lourdes as we're about to leave a votive mass of Mary, health of the sick. And there's no time where she accompanies us more closely than when we're ill and in need of prayers. That's the great lesson of Lourdes. St. John Vianney used to say in words that obviously I've never forgotten, if a mom has 2 children, one healthy and the other ill, whereas dads oftentimes will gravitate toward the healthy son, the good athlete, the one who gets the A-pluses in school. It's the mom who will always draw near to the one who is ill and give special predilection. So we're here with our illnesses, with our needs, and Mary wants to attend to us just like she attended to her son at the foot of the cross, as we hear today's gospel. There she always will be, praying for us, journeying with us, entering into communion with us, so that one day we pray at her son's right side, we might enter into the most beautiful pilgrimage of all, and that banquet that will conclude that journey. We also remember all our loved ones who have asked us to pray. We ask Mary to draw close and journey with them in that illness, so that they might come to see that after the valley comes a resplendent mountain far greater than La Salette. Our Lady, health of the sick. Pray for us.